Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading. To order The Juice for your classroom or family, visit us at thejuicelearning.com.
All right, so today we're taking a look at what your kids are probably reading about right now in The Juice.
Yeah.
So let's start with the ceasefire. You know, Israel and Gaza, The Juice, is reporting that after 472 days of fighting, aid is finally going into Gaza and some hostages have been freed.
It's, well, the agreement that they've come to, it's a multi-phase thing. It's aiming for, you know, all the hostages and prisoners to be released eventually and Israeli troops pulling out.
Yeah.
But what's kind of interesting to me is that it seems like they realize, you know, to get a lasting peace, they have to have more than just, you know, the fighting stopping.
Right.
I got to figure out, like, what's at the root of this whole thing?
That's a good point.
You know?
Yeah. And something, you know, maybe to talk to your kids about.
Exactly.
Like, how do you rebuild trust after, you know, fighting for so long?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a chance to really think about the human cost of war, right?
Yeah.
Not just who dies, but like how people put their lives back together and deal with what it's done to them, you know, mentally and emotionally.
Definitely. Definitely. Okay. So, moving on from that kind of heavy topic.
Sure.
There's a story about this aspiring firefighter in L.A., Caleb Serwan Waller.
Okay.
And he drove into a wildfire.
Oh, wow.
To save a woman's four dogs.
Wow. That's pretty brave of him.
Yeah. The woman was stuck. Her car wouldn't start. And her dogs were trapped in the house.
Oh, no.
So he drove right through burning embers and, you know, all this smoke to get them.
Jeez.
It's sad, though. You know, she lost her house.
Aww.
And maybe your cats, but she says he saved your dogs and calls him a hero.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine?
He doesn't think it's a big deal, though.
Oh, of course.
But, you know, this could be a good way to start talking about courage, you know, like what makes people help others, even when it's dangerous.
It is interesting, isn't it? Like, what makes a hero? You know,
right.
A lot of times they don't think they are heroes.
Right, right.
They just do what needs to be done.
Exactly. Exactly. All right. Now for something completely different. The Juice covered Ohio State winning the first ever 12-team college football playoff national championship.
Oh, yeah. I saw that.
Yeah. So this new format, it's a big change because it means more teams can try for the championship.
Right. And that was kind of the point.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't want teams that deserved a shot to be left out.
Right.
Like, in the past.
Exactly.
So Ohio State beat Notre Dame, and that makes it their ninth national championship and their first since 2014.
That's a lot of championships.
It is.
But it is interesting to think about how this expanded playoff system, how's it going to affect things?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Because both of these teams, they played 16 games this season.
Wow.
Which is like a record, right?
I think it is, yeah.
Just because of this new format.
Yeah. It makes you wonder, you know, about the players. 16 games, that's a lot.
It is.
So is it worth it, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe something to think about with your kids.
For sure. For sure. Okay, so switching gears a bit. The Juice also had this quote from Roberta Bondar.
Oh, right.
Do you know her?
Yeah, Canadian astronaut, first Canadian woman in space.
That's right. That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Yeah, so she said, and this is a great quote, she said, "To fly in space is to see the reality of Earth alone."
Oh.
"The experience changed my life and my attitude toward life itself."
Mm, that's powerful.
It is.
She flew on the space shuttle Discovery back in 92.
Yeah.
Doing experiments in, you know, zero gravity and all that.
Yeah. And it's just, I don't know, it really makes you think, you know.
It does.
About how these incredible experiences can change how we see things.
Totally. And not just how we see the world.
Right.
But like ourselves too, you know?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. Mm. It's a good opportunity, I think, to talk with your students about, you know, trying new things and seeing things from different perspectives.
Yeah. And even just, you know, the whole idea of space exploration.
Oh, yeah. It's pretty amazing what we can do now.
It is. It is. Okay. So last but not least, The Juice is also covering the inauguration of, well, Donald Trump. He's back.
He is 47th president of the United States.
I mean, it's a big deal, right?
It is.
He's talking about a quote-unquote golden age for America.
Yeah.
And basically saying he's going to undo a lot of what the last administration did.
Right, right.
I mean, he's already started with these executive orders.
Yeah, on like everything.
Well, it's like, yeah.
Immigration, energy, even social media.
It's some of it's pretty controversial.
Yeah, closing the border to asylum seekers.
Right.
Rolling back protections for transgender people. Mm-hmm. Expanding oil drilling. Even giving TikTok more time to sell to a U.S. buyer.
A lot to unpack there.
Yeah, a lot.
And, you know, this is going to be something people talk about,
yes,
argue know. About. So it's important to, you know, help kids understand it all.
Absolutely.
And how it might affect them.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
It's also a good chance to talk about, you know, how the government works.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what can a president actually do?
Right.
What are the checks and balances?
Right. Right.
You know, it's all playing out right in front of us.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, I think that about wraps up our deep dive into the juice for today.
Yep. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for joining us. We'll catch you next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of the juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.